You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Have you ever been to a dinner party where you sense the talk wasn't really a conversation as much as a series of monologues? First, somebody tells about their vacation and maybe a dutiful but shallow question or two is asked. Then somebody else brags about his kid getting into medical school, which leads another guest to talk about her own college days. And on it goes, while eyes wander and heads occasionally nod between bites of quiche and sips of wine. You get the impression no one is really listening. Rather, they're just rehearsing what they might say. Maybe they're thinking about how to sound good, how strongly to make their points, or how to outshine the others. As a result, by evening's end, everyone will have talked, but people really won't have communicated much or gotten to know each other very well. Unfortunately, many of our everyday conversations are like that too. While we hear, we only pretend to listen. Listening doesn't just mean shutting up while someone else speaks, though that's a good start. But listening, I mean real listening, takes more work than that. It's more than the physical process of hearing. It also takes an intellectual and emotional effort. To get a full appreciation of the other person and what's being said, you need to ask questions, give feedback, remain objective, figure out what's really being said and what's not being said, and observe and interpret body language. Good listening draws people to you. Poor listening causes them to drift away. People view poor listeners as self-centered, disinterested, preoccupied, and aloof. Poor listening leads to lost clients, lost political campaigns, lost marriages, and even lost causes. One University of Minnesota study discovered that nearly 60% of misunderstandings in the business world can be traced to poor listening, and only 1% to written communication. It's been said that we listen more than we do any other human activity except breathing. And most of us probably think we're better listeners than we are, but few of us listen as effectively as we should. And since the average worker spends 3/4 of each day verbally communicating and more than half of that listening, there's a lot at stake. There's 5 basic reasons that we fail to listen. First, listening takes effort. It's more than just keeping quiet. It means really concentrating on the other person. An active listener registers increased blood pressure, a higher pulse rate, and more perspiration. Because it takes so much effort, a lot of people just don't listen. Second, there's enormous competition for our attention from radio, TV, movies, the internet, books, magazines, and much more. So with all these incoming stimuli, we've learned to screen out information we deem irrelevant. Unfortunately, we also mistakenly screen out things that are important. The third reason is we think we already know what someone is going to say. We assume that we have a full understanding right from the start, so we jump in and interrupt. We don't take the time required to hear people out. Listening takes effort, and there is competition for our attention. The fourth reason has to do with the speed gap. That's the difference between how fast we talk and how fast we listen. The average person speaks at about 135 to 175 words a minute, but comprehends at 400 to 500 words a minute. For the person who's not listening well, that's plenty of time to jump to conclusions, daydream, plan a reply, or mentally argue with the speaker. At least That's how poor listeners spend their time. And the fifth reason we don't listen well is because we don't know how. We do more listening than speaking, reading, or writing, but most people have never had a course in listening. An untrained listener is likely to understand and retain only 50% of a conversation moments after it's finished. This retention rate drops to 25% just 48 hours later. So, an untrained listener's recall of a conversation that took place more than a couple of days ago will almost always be incomplete and usually inaccurate. No wonder people seldom agree about what's been discussed. Active listening is unquestionably the most powerful and most demanding level of listening because it requires the most mental and emotional effort. The active listener refrains from judging the speaker's message and instead focuses on understanding his or her point of view. So the active listener concentrates on the thoughts and feelings of the speaker, including what's not being said, as well as the actual words being spoken. To listen actively means suspending your personal thoughts and feelings. It means giving attention solely to the speaker.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.